Christmas has all but disappeared from American life. Instead of the joyous sound of Merry Christmas, we are continually bombarded with the bland and antichrist Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Season's Greetings, and all of the rest of the Jewish-inspired slogans aimed at eradicating the name of Christ from our lips and ears. And it was just last week, in joining the myriad of world leaders throughout Christendom in their snubbing of Christmas, Obama celebrated Hanukkah at the White House, yet another example of the Jewish takeover of the month of December. The Jewish war on Christmas all begins with the Jewish-run and funded ACLU, which constantly vomits out its favorite lie, separation of church and state. But this mantra, separation of church and state, is not an actual law of the land, but rather was coined by Thomas Jefferson in his reply to the Danbury Baptists of Rhode Island, assuring them that the state would never interfere with their public expression of Christianity in the public square. Yet now, distorting the original intent of separation of church and state, not a December goes by without the ACLU litigating against some small American town, forcing it to remove all symbols of Christmas displayed in its parks and streets. For instance, recently an ACLU Jewish attorney named Katie Schwartzman threatened to sue the town of Ponkatoula, Louisiana, unless it removed a Christmas cross annually displayed in the center of town. The mayor was forced to acquiesce, explaining to a local TV station, "We don't have the money to fight the ACLU. These kind of lawsuits are very expensive." In concert with the ACLU, in its relentless war on Christmas, is the powerful Jewish lobby, the Anti-Defamation League, known as the ADL, led by Abraham Foxman, who often sports a Jewish yarmulke. Foxman and the ADL have infiltrated our public schools with one of its many curricula, this one called the December Dilemma Program. But December has never been a dilemma for Americans until the ADL has made it so, teaching our youth that with so many, holidays being celebrated throughout December, that any public celebration of Christmas would be an act of intolerance. But where is the ADL or the ACLU when the 40-foot Hanukkah menorah is put up on the White House lawn every year, lit by Talmudic rabbis, flanked by a Jewish head of state, and even accompanied by the U.S. Air Force band playing for the Jews? I have a little dreidel. No, not a peep out of the ADL or the ACLU. No intolerance cited by the ADL, nor the ACLU's favorite lie, separation of church and state. My fellow Americans, the malevolence and hypocrisy of these bandits who stole Christmas is clear for all to see. The union of synagogue and state will continue its onward, relentless march unless someone has the guts to say no to the Jews who stole Christmas.